Good morning. Rain transitioned to snow across a large part of interior New York and New England, especially across the higher terrain. The snow will continue to add up for a couple of more hours, especially in areas from the Hudson River Valley east and elevations above 500 feet. Even in the valley locations, we'll get a couple of inches of snow in western and central New England. Elsewhere, the snow will wind down, and most places across the valleys will have picked up as much as an inch, mainly on the grassy surfaces, but the higher terrain will finish up with at least a few inches of snow, and as the sun comes back, we'll see that snow melt off, even as high temperatures remain well below average today and in the upper 30s and lower 40s for daytime highs. High pressure will build in, clearing skies out tonight, and it will be cold for this time of year, with overnight lows in the upper teens and lower to mid-20s. This will lead to a sunny, dry, but cold day for the final day of October. High temperatures on Halloween will only manage to get into the lower to mid-40s. At trick-or-treat time, it'll be chilly, falling back into the 30s, although it will be dry. We'll start out with some sunshine on Sunday, although clouds will be on the increase with rain developing by the end of the day. Highs will be back into the lower to mid-50s. Behind this system, another shot of unseasonably cold air, and with mostly cloudy skies on Monday, scattered snow showers and a gusty northwest wind, keeping it in the 30s to around 40 once again. A mix of sun and clouds staying around 40 for the high on Tuesday. Full sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday as highs begin to rebound back into the mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will track onshore and inland across British Columbia, and this will lead to relatively light precipitation for parts of Washington and Oregon. The center of this energetic system is then forecast to track across far southern Canada before arriving north of Lake Superior by Saturday night. A lack of moisture will result in little to no precipitation for the northern Rockies and northern plains Friday into early Saturday as an associated cold front swings through. However, the biggest threat with the passing front will be gusty winds from the northern Rockies to the northern plains. A high wind watch has been issued across portions of northwest Montana as winds could gust up to 60 miles per hour, and along with making travel difficult for high-profile vehicles, these winds will also lead to elevated fire weather across the northern Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility with low drifting snow and 10 degrees on a northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 3/4 of a mile visibility in light snow and fog, 30 degrees, the dew point 30, 100% relative humidity, a north wind at 13 gusting to 22 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Chino, California, and also Palm Beach and Pearson, Florida, to a low of 2 at Saratoga, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the mid-40s, Boston cloudy and breezy with snow likely, 1 to 3 inches, and highs in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs near 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 41, that's 4 degrees below normal. 1.03 inches of rain yesterday, for the month 2.92 inches, which is 53 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 29.46 inches for the year, which is 3.44 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 36, the record high 80 set in 1946, and the record low 20 in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m. 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow ending early today from north to south with increasing sunshine and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and snow today and highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow ending by midday today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow ending by midday today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow, ending by midday today, then breaks of sunshine and highs near 40. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold in the mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Sunday with late-day rain moving in, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and turning colder Monday, scattered snow showers near 40. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and milder on Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the middle and upper 50s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.